圣名，前最后一个晚上，我们用一个题目，正耶稣教会，我们一起来查考。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we have our last evangelical service this evening, and we'd like to study the True Jesus Church.
这个名字不晓得让多少人头痛。
And I don't know how many people have had problems with the name, the True Jesus Church.
这个名字也可能让很多人摇头啊。
And perhaps many people shake their heads when they hear the name.
人家看到真耶稣教会，很多人头一摇就走了。
Because many people, upon hearing the name, shake their heads and then go away.
那也让多少信徒讲不出来，你是哪个教会？我基督教啦，基督教。
And perhaps many of the members also don't know how to answer when somebody asks, "What church do you belong to?" I'm a Christian. I belong to the Christian church.
信耶稣。
I believe in Jesus.
哪一个？基督教不是天主教。
It's a Christian church, not a Catholic church.
就是真讲不出来，这个真字如果讲出来，那就真耶稣教就可以讲出来了。
And it's hard to say the word true. If you can say true, then you can say true Jesus church.
当你要说真的时候，你想想，人家一定反应说啊，那我们是假。
Because as soon as you say it's the true Jesus church, then other people immediately think, does that mean we're all false?
所以这个名字让很多人头痛。
So this name has caused a lot of people to struggle.
让很多人摇头。
And a lot of people to shake their heads.
也让我们自己人讲不出来啊。
And even some of us members have trouble saying it.
那我们今天晚上就来查考这个真耶稣教会。
So this evening we would like to study what is the True Jesus Church.
我们先来看约翰福音17章第三节。
Let's first turn to the Gospel of John chapter 17 verse 3.
约翰福音十七章第三节。
John chapter 17 verse 3。
认识你独一的真神，并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督，这就是永生。
And this is eternal life, that they know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent.
我们圣经告诉我们，教会就是永生神的家。
And the Bible tells us that the church is the home of the eternal God.
我们昨天晚上也查考，教会就是母亲。
And yesterday we learned that the church is our mother.
母亲要生我们。
The mother gives birth to us.
借着教会我们被重生了。
And through the church we have new birth.
那在这里呢，教会至上有独一的神。
So here we see that there is only one true God.
然后呢，耶稣。
And Jesus Christ.
所以真耶稣教会，真就是真实的那位真实的神。
And the true Jesus Church, the true refers to the true God.
耶稣就是中保。
And Jesus Christ is the mediator.
那教会就是我们了。
And the church is us.
就是神用他自己的血所买来的这些人。
That is, the church is the people whom God has bought with his own blood.
这个名字什么时候开始的？
So when did we get this name?
使徒时代有没有真耶稣教会？
In the apostolic times, was there a true Jesus church?
有没有这个名字呢？
Was there this name?
当然没有，你圣经找得到真耶稣教会吗？如果有的话，有赏。
Can you find the name True Jesus Church in the Bible? If it does, then there's something wrong with your Bible.
因为那个时候只有一个教会。
Because at that time there was only one church.
圣灵降下来。
When the Holy Spirit came down,
他们开始去传福音。
The apostles began to preach the gospel.
那个时候，他们也没有名字了。
At that time, they didn't have a name.
他们那一批人啊，第一批信耶稣的人，那一批人都是犹太人啊。
The first group of believers were all Jews.
他们都是犹太教人。
They all were originally Jews.
不同的是什么呢？
What was the difference, though?
我们昨天晚上有谈到。昨天晚上我们有谈到。
Yesterday we talked about it.
昨天晚上哈，他们只是换个母亲呢。
It's that they had a new mother.
爸爸一样。
They have the same father.
像保罗哈。
Just like Paul.
他信耶稣以前，受洗以前跟受洗以后信的神是一样的神哦。
Before Paul was baptized and after he was baptized, he still worshipped the same God.
他没有换父亲。
He didn't change his father.
他没有换神呢。
He didn't change a different God.
不同的只是他接受了耶稣所带来的这个赦罪的洗礼，有功效赦罪洗礼这个道理。
The only difference was that he accepted the truth of water baptism for the remission of sins in Jesus Christ.
他领受了应许的圣灵。
And he received the promised Holy Spirit.
那这一批受那个和法就是和圣经洗礼这些人，然后他们得圣灵的这些人组起来的就是最原始的教会。
So these people who received the baptism according to the Bible and the promised Holy Spirit, these people together were the original church.
所以保罗以前所在犹太教所拜的神继续有效。
So the God that Paul originally worshipped as a Jew was still the same.
因为同一位神。
It was the same God.
但是他是被夏甲生下来的。
But he had been born by Hagar.
所以他还是活在罪里面。
So as a Jew, he was still living in sin.
以圣经的应许来看, 这以后要被赶出去的,
and,
不能得到应许的产业的。
According to the Bible, these who are born of Hagar eventually must be chased out. They cannot receive the promise.
所以第一批的基督徒就是那个彼得他们, 彼得、约翰、马太, 他们没有名字, 那教会没有名字了。
So the original church consisted of people like Peter, Matthew, John, and they didn't have a name of the church.
那到使徒行传第11章26节。
Up until Acts chapter 11, verse 26.
从那时候开始，门徒就被称作基督徒。
Only then was the name Christian first applied.
从安提亚开始。
And this started in Antioch.
所以那个时候的人信耶稣的。 使徒时代教会的人就被称作基督徒。
So the people who belonged to the church then were called Christians.
所以那个时候也有教会，就是基督徒的教会。
And so then the church was known as the Christian church.
但是这个教会后来呢，慢慢的道理偏差了。
But eventually over time, this church also went astray.
在 那个保罗时代就已经有人传另外一个福音了。
And even during Paul's time, people started to preach a different gospel.
所以保罗很生气啊。
So Paul became very angry.
所以在加拉太书1章第6节，保罗这么说。
So in Galatians chapter 1 verse 6, he says,
他对加拉太的信徒啊，那个教会说， 你们怎么，我很奇怪啊， 你们怎么那么快就离开那个真的道理了。
And he says, I'm astonished that you are so quickly deserting him.
然后去从别的福音,
who are turning to a different gospel.
所以保罗那个时候就已经有别的福音, 不是真正的福音已经传出来了。
So here he says that there's a different gospel, not the original gospel.
那保罗就说, 其实他们不是传福音了。
And then he goes on to say that there is not another gospel.
他们是把基督的福音更改了。
But they have perverted the gospel of Christ.
保罗很凶啊。
So Paul was very severe.
其实保罗他是很有爱心的。
Paul actually had a lot of love.
但对这些改福音的人, 保罗说这些人该做主啊。
But he said that these people who changed the gospel should be cursed.
做主不能得救。
They should be cursed, so that means they shouldn't receive salvation.
所以使徒时代教会没有名字。
So in the apostolic times, there was no official name of the church.
后来在教会历史里面,
over time,
那个教会开始，他们就称自己叫做大公教会， 就是 Catholic Church.
The church eventually called itself the Catholic Church, which meant the Universal Church.
那后来呢，又产生了一些教会，像马其安的教会，马其安的教会。
Then there were other churches, the Machion.
Machion.
Church also came
about. 这个如果算下来很多了。
And over the church history, we can see different sects came up.
所以那个时候都是用像马其安的教会是用马其安的名字来立教会的。
So these sects took on the names of the people who originated that sect.
使徒时代的教会没有名字啊。
But the original apostolic church had no name.
但后来在时空里面，哇，名字太多了。
But eventually, there were many names that came up.
最大的就是罗马天主教。
The one that had the most people was the Roman Catholic Church.
东正教,
and then the Eastern Orthodox Church.
再来就一切的改革宗,
and then afterwards the Reformation and its different denominations.
所以现在教会名字啊, 上千个。
So right now there are thousands of names for different churches.
但是神爱我们。
But God loves us.
在末世的时候，神设立的一个他正的教会，真正的教会，就是真耶稣教会。
In the end time, God established the true church again, which is the true Jesus church.
所以真耶稣教会这个名字，如从两个方面来看。
So the name of the true Jesus church, we should look at in two different aspects.
在超越时间空间的，这就是超越时间的，它应该不是绝对的。也就是说，譬如说，例如了哈，也就是说，在世界末日之后，
for example,
末日之后
after the end of the world,
救恩成全了
after the salvation is completed,
到天国了
and we all go to heaven,
就不用真耶稣教会了。
Then there's no need for a true Jesus church.
在使徒时代
in the apostolic times,
没有真耶稣教会这个名字
there was no name of true Jesus church.
但是，却是在时空之下的现在。
However, under the present time,
是末世唯一的得救的教会。
It is the only true church of the end time.
因为这个是跟其他的各种不同的教派一个分别。
Because it is different from all the other denominations that exist today.
所以我们一开始就谈讲到真耶稣教会的意义是什么。
So we have to talk about what it means to be the true Jesus church.
这是它的名称哦。
This is the true name.
在时空之下，在末世唯一得救的教会。
In this time in history, it is the only church of salvation.
这是结果了哈。
And this is the conclusion.
那我要讲为什么。
So now let us look at why.
我们先来谈属神的教会。
We have to talk about the church of God.
属神的教会应该是唯一的。
The church of God, there can only be one.
以弗所书五章二十三节告诉我们。
In Ephesians chapter 5 verse 23, it tells us.
这边说基督是教会的头。
Christ is the head of the church.
这里教会没有说是真耶稣教会哦。
It doesn't say the true Jesus church.
没有了，是说教会了。
It only says the church.
任何教会都可以用这节圣经节。
So any church right now can use this verse.
基督是教会的头。
Christ is the head of the church.
我们现在是要来印证说，在时空之下。末世的唯一得救教会是真耶稣教会。那我们现在慢慢回过头来看，先来谈教会。
So, in order to prove that the true Jesus Church is the only church of salvation at this time, we have to look at the meaning of the church.
以弗所书五章三节，基督是教会的头。
So here we see in this verse, Christ is the head of the church. 好，
那以弗所书一章二十三节，同样二十三节哈。
And also in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 23.
这边说教会是基督的身体。
It says, the church is his body.
好，那这个基督是教会的头，教会是基督的身体。
So Christ is the head of the church, and the church is the body of Christ.
好，那以弗所书四章四节。
In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 4.
告诉我们身体只有一个。
And it tells us there is one body.
以弗所书四章五节告诉我们主只有一位，基督只有一位。
And in verse 5 it says there is one Lord.
因为有可能两个基督啊，那如果两个基督就有两个，哦，就是两个头啦，也可以两个教会啊，是不是？但是圣经告诉我们，身体一个，基督一个，说一个头一个身体。
So here it says there's only one Lord. If there were two Christs or two Lords, then you could have two bodies or two churches. But because there's only one Lord and Christ is the head of the church and the church is the body of Christ, there can only be one of each.
那所以是一个头一个身体的基督。
So Christ is one head and one body.
这样的一个配合是圣经里面的。
And this matchup is made in the Bible.
我这里有图片啊。那个基督教有一些就是基督教传统的教会，他们的神呢是从他们那个画里面，或是他们的雕刻里面，三个头一个身体的也可以啊。他们是相信这样子的。我这不是乱讲的，我刚刚有那个图片了。
And I have pictures of artwork from traditional churches or other churches where they have pictures of Christ with three heads and one body.
那圣经里面的。耶稣就是基督啊，是头，只有一个头。
But according to the Bible here, we see that there's only one head who is Christ.
教会是他的身体，只有一个。
And there's only one body, which is the church.
所以圣经里面的基督是唯一的。
So the Christ of the Bible, there's only one.
教会是唯一的。
And there's only one church.
所以合乎圣经的教会是唯一的。
So according to the Bible, there's only one church.
因为身体头是唯一的。
Because the head and the body must all be one.
好，那所以有那么多的教会，表示说只有一个才会对。
So, with so many different churches and denominations there, all of them must claim that there's only one church.
但是那么多人说他们是教会。
Be the church.
我们来看哥林多后书第十一章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书第十一章。
2 Corinthians chapter 11.
保罗这边就讲了啦。
Paul here states,
除了圣经的一个耶稣之外，
apart from the Christ, one Christ in the Bible.
第十一章，我们看第四节。
Let's read verse 4.
在保罗时候，保罗说，假如有人另传一个耶稣，不是我们所传过的，或是你们另受一个灵，不是你们所受过的，或是另得一个福音，不是你们所得的，你们容他也就罢了。所以在保罗那个时代，就有人来传另外一个耶稣。
So even in Paul's time, we see here he mentions people preaching another Jesus.
但是如果相信这个传的福音的人，当然他们就成立教会啦。
Of course, people who believe in that faith would then create their own church.
那这样的一个教会配合这个耶稣，那又是另外一个身体跟头，头跟身体的关系啦，又另外一个基督啦。
If they establish their own church, then they try to connect it to the head, who is Christ.
所以难怪现在有很多的，他们也是说我们是教会，我们的头是耶稣，对不对？
So many churches claim that they are the church and that their head is Christ.
是不同的。
But there are different churches.
哦，不是圣经里面的。
It's not the one of the Bible.
因为内容是不一样的。
Because the content or substance is different.
第一个是传的不一样的福音。
The difference is they preach a different gospel.
第二个，他们得不一样的灵。
And secondly, they received a different spirit.
这是决定性的。
And this is absolute.
如果得一样的灵，传一样的福音，那就会一样的耶稣。
If they receive the same spirit and preach the same gospel, then they belong to the same Jesus.
因为圣经里面的耶稣绝对是一个头。
Because according to the Bible, there is only one head who is the Christ.
如果你以圣经的耶稣为头的话，
If you have the Christ of the Bible as your head,
绝对不可能两个身体啊。
Then there cannot be two bodies.
你晚上起来，你看到一个头，两个身体的人，我看你眼睛可能揉一下，哎，如果是真的话，如果你胆子大，把它抓来哈，放到博物馆里面，你有名了，看一次。五美金，我看每个人都来看。
I think that if you see somebody with one head and two bodies, then you'll have to check your vision first. Or if it's for real, then it's a very rare thing.
这是怪物啊！
It's a very strange.
那何况现在都大家都有说，我都拜到真的耶稣了，真的头了。
So many people claim that they worship the true God, the true Jesus Christ.
有一百个、一千个教会啊！一千个身体，哇，那这个耶稣才是大怪物。
So, if this one Christ has thousands of bodies, then it's a strange phenomenon.
其实不是的。
Of course, this can't be true.
耶稣只有一个头，一个身体。
Jesus Christ can only have one head and one body.
其他他们认为，如果说他们也是教会，也是身体，耶稣也是为他们头的话，就是像保罗所讲的，他们是另传一个耶稣，另得一个福音。另得一个灵。
So if they believe that they too are a different body of Christ, then according to Paul here, they have received a different spirit and a different gospel.
保罗对这种事情很不客气啊。
And Paul was very clear in what he said.
保罗最讲爱心了。
Paul spoke much of love.
但是保罗对那些传不一样福音的人，保罗是，我们来看他们怎么讲他们。
But he didn't mince his words when he spoke about these people who preached a different gospel.
我们看第十一章，看十三节。
Let's read chapter 11, verse 13.
那讲他那等人啊，是假使徒啊，行事诡诈，装作基督使徒的模样。十四节。
And 14.
他说这不足为怪了，因为连撒旦也装作光明的使者了，所以他的差役若装作仁义的差役，也不算为稀奇了。所以保罗来评论这些人，是说他们是假使徒，他们是魔鬼的差役啊，撒旦的差役。
So Paul here says that these are false apostles disguising themselves and sent by Satan.
所以从圣经我们可以看出来，属神的教会就唯一啊。
So according to the Bible here, clearly there's only one church that belongs to Christ.
从圣经的预表我们可以看到是这个样子的。
And also from the prophecies of the Bible, we can see this is true.
在旧约里面。
In the Old Testament.
第一次神把这些灭掉是借着挪亚当时的那个洪水。
And the first time that God destroyed the world was during the flood in the time of Noah.
在当时有很多的船。
There were many boats at that time.
大船小船啊。
Large and small boats.
但是神只用一个盒子来救人。
But he only used one boat to save people.
不是 boat, 一个木盒子啊，四方的盒子。
One wooden box to save people.
那个什么，圣经是那个是四方的，那根本不能说船呐。
It wasn't really a boat. It was actually a rectangular box.
四四方方，用这样救了一家八口。
And with that, he saved eight people.
就一个。
And there was only one by which they could be saved.
其实要渡过洪水，最好是船呐。
Of course, you would think that a boat would be the best thing for the flood.
是不是？但神不叫他造船呢？你看他方舟是四四方方的，长宽高。
God didn't tell Noah to build a boat. He told him to build an ark.
对 ，ark 是长宽高这样子弄起来的。
And the ark had three dimensions, long, wide, and high.
好，那。这个方舟这个字其实就是跟那个就是那个跟那约柜那个字是同样的，就是一个四方形的一个柜子啊，一个 box 啊。
And
这是很大很大，大到 box 太小了。
The word ark is the same as the ark of the covenant, which means a wooden structure that is rectangular.
就一个方舟。
And so there was only one ark that they could be saved in.
以色列人那么多。但是神只设立一个圣殿。
And there were so many Israelites, but God only created one temple.
主耶稣是葡萄树。
Jesus said, "I'm the true vine."
我们是新妇。
And we are the new bride.
都是一的啦。
There's only a singular.
好，那到底合乎圣经的这个属神的唯一的教会是哪一个教会？
So we have to ask ourselves then, which of the churches that exist are the ones is the one that is true according to the Bible.
每个教会都在传福音啊。
Because every church is preaching the gospel.
都在说来哦，来这里得救。
They say, "Come and you'll be saved."
那真正是不是会让人得救呢？
But we have to ask, can they really allow us to be saved?
当然，老王卖瓜一定说甜了，没有说甜，没人买啊。你说来哦，来买我这个酸的西瓜，我看人家跑光了。
Of course, the salesman will always tell you that what they're selling is the best.Otherwise, nobody would buy it.
虽然有点酸，也说只是有点变种啊。
And if they're selling fruit and it's a little sour, they'll say it's an exotic type.
但是对教会、对拜神的事情不是这样子的。
But if we look at the things of God, we can't go with just the sales pitch.
因为福音四章十四节。
So let's look at the Gospel of John.
耶稣来介绍，说我们怎么拜神。
John chapter 4, verse 24, Jesus tells us how we worship God.
耶稣说神是灵啊。
Here he says, God is spirit.
所以拜神要用灵和真理。
And those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth.
要用在灵里面跟真理里面。
So we must worship in spirit and in truth.
约翰福音一章十七节啊。
In John chapter 1, verse 17,
告诉我们耶稣来了。
And Jesus came.
耶稣带来的就是真理跟恩典啊。
Jesus came bringing grace and truth.
真理。恩典就是神要赐给我们的这个应许的圣灵啊。
And grace here refers to the promised Holy Spirit that God will give us.
所以这几天我们所查考的约翰福音四章十节告诉我们。
So these few days we have been studying in John chapter 4 verse 10, it tells us.
我们如果知道神的恩赐，就是知道神要赐给我们应许的圣灵。
If you knew the gift of God, and the gift of God is the promised Holy Spirit.
如果我们知道耶稣。
If we know Jesus.
耶稣带给我们真理。
We know that Jesus gives us the truth.
带给我们洗礼赦罪的洗礼。
He brings us the baptism which can wash our sins.
带给我们圣餐复活的这个动力。
And he gives us the Holy Communion which brings us to life.
那这样子就是得救的要道。
And this is the truth of salvation.
所以耶稣在约翰福音三章三节十五节，我们昨天有查过。
So yesterday we also read John chapter 3 verses 3 through 5.
要从水跟圣灵重生。
We have to be born again of the water and the Spirit.
那这就是保罗在提多书三章五节所讲的重生的喜跟圣灵的更新。
And this is also what Paul reiterates in Titus chapter 3 verse 5, the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Spirit.
那这也是使徒行传第二章三十八节以下，人家问说我们该怎么办？
And again, in Acts chapter 2, verse 38, the people asked Peter, what should we do?
彼得是第一个开大型布道 crusade 的第一个人啊。
And Peter was the first one to have this open crusade.
那么多人。
And thousands of people heard him.
他们问说怎么行，当怎样行。
And they asked the apostles, what shall we do?
彼得还是像主耶稣，像保罗所讲的一样的事情。要悔改，奉耶稣基督的名受洗，叫你们罪得赦。
And Peter answered in the same way that Jesus answered and that Paul answered, repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins.
那你就领受所赐的圣灵。
And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
因为这个应许是给你们和你们的儿女的。
For the promise is to you and to your children.
所以哪一个教会有实行赦罪的洗礼，哪个教会有应许的圣灵同在，那个就是耶稣的身体了。
So the church that performs the baptism of the remission of sins and has the gift of the promised Holy Spirit is the true church.
昨天我们有谈过。
Yesterday we also spoke of
天上的耶路撒冷。
The heavenly Jerusalem.
就是我们的母。
Is our mother.
就是真耶稣教会了。
And this is the true Jesus church.
那真耶稣教会在这末世从神那里降临到地上。
And the true Jesus church was established from God during this end time.
启示录二十一章第一节以下是这样告诉我们的。
And Revelation chapter 21, from verse 1 onward tells us.
那这个教会就是神的家。
That this church is the home of God.
是永生神的教会。
It is the house, the church brings us eternal life.
有真理的柱石跟根基啊。
It is the place of the truth.
所以在真耶稣教会里面有实行赦罪的洗礼。
So the true church must have a baptism for the remission of sins.
并且我们有应许的圣灵。
And also the promised Holy Spirit.
应许的圣灵是在使徒那个五旬节之后才有的。
And the promised Holy Spirit only came down after the day of, on the day of Pentecost and afterwards.
第二世纪初的时候，不想为什么了，从那个在教会历史里面，从主后七十年到主后一百一十年，这当中好像空白一样。
For some reason in church history, there's no record between AD 70 and AD 110.
就是因为七十年那个耶路撒冷的教会被毁了。
Because in AD 70, the church in Jerusalem was destroyed.
因为主后七十年那个提多大将把那个耶路撒冷城毁了。
Because in that year, the whole city of Jerusalem was destroyed by the Roman Emperor.
当时的使徒的耶路撒冷教会，在这之前他们就搬走了。
And by that time, the Christian church had already moved away.
圣殿被毁。
And the temple was destroyed.
那个正统那个就是使徒他们所在的那个耶路撒冷教会就消失了。
And the official church in Jerusalem was also destroyed.
当然外邦教会还是继续了。
But the Gentile churches continued.
在等到在教会历史里面能够找出教会的脉络的话，已经圣灵已经离开了，很为什么大家都搞不懂呢？
But if you look in the records afterwards, the Holy Spirit had already departed and nobody understood why.
到第二世纪一五零年呢，
In the second century AD around 150,
有一个人叫做Montanus.
There was a man called Montanus.
他出来，他说我们要求圣灵啊。
And he came out and he said, we have to seek the Holy Spirit.
要像使徒时代一样开始求圣灵。
We have to ask for the Holy Spirit just like they did in the apostolic times.
表示那时候已经应许圣灵已经不在教会了。
So this shows that the promised Holy Spirit had already left the church.
那对这个人的记载很多。
And this person had many recordings.
其实他所得的灵跟现在一般的五旬节教派那些人得的是一样啊，混乱的那个邪灵啊。
And he received the spirit, which is similar to some Pentecostal churches today, which is a different spirit.
他开始起来讲预言哦。
He stood up and spoke prophecies.
说耶稣要降临了。
He said that Jesus will come again.
要在地上设立王国。
And Jesus will establish a kingdom on earth.
在哪里？
Where?
不在耶路撒冷了。
Not in Jerusalem.
在他家。
In his home.
这样比较方便哦。在他家那个，在他的故乡呢。
Of course, that would be more convenient for him.
他就开始设立使徒出去宣道。
And so he began to appoint apostles to go out and preach this gospel.
这就是所谓的第一次的灵恩运动啊。
And this was the first evangelical movement.
不是那个 charismatic.
Oh, charismatic movement.
那也是可以让我们知道圣灵已经不在教会了。
So by that time, we can see that the Holy Spirit was not in the church anymore.
现在圣灵再次降临。
But now the Holy Spirit has come down again.
你全世界去找找看。
If you look throughout the whole world.
当然你可以说好远好远的北极有一个地方一个小教会里面也有得圣灵跟你们一样了。
Perhaps there is.
你用想的嘛，好远好远的地方。
Theoretically, a very, very small church in a far, far away place that has the same spirit that we have.
这是你想的。
But this is what you think.
你找得出来吗？
Can you find it?
我们不能说我们基督教会已经走遍世界各地，但是至少我们目前所接触的没有一个得到应许的圣灵像我们一样。
Even though we can't claim that we have known and seen every single person in this world, but up till now we have not seen anyone with the same spirit.
再来讲赦罪的洗礼。
And following that, we have to look at the baptism.
你也可以讲好远好远的，在非洲或是在南极有一个教会也是跟你们一样哦。
You may say that in some place in deep Africa or some other remote area, they have the same baptism.
我们还没找到。
But we haven't found it yet.
如果你有的话，拜托介绍一下。
If you have found it, then please let us know.
只有耶稣教会实行赦罪的洗礼，依照圣经呢。
Only the True Jesus Church performs the baptism for the remission of sins according to the Bible.
这些道理我们昨天就讲过了。
And we've talked about this already yesterday.
所以，因为这些教会所传的是合乎圣经的得救的道理。
Because what the True Jesus Church preaches is according to the Bible.
所以，这些教会就是圣经里面所应许的属神的教会。
So it preaches the same gospel and therefore must be the same church of salvation.
那既然耶稣教会是圣经里面所讲的属神的教会，
and since the True Jesus Church is the church of God that is described in the Bible,
那就应该是耶稣的身体。
So therefore it must be the church that is the body of Christ.
那如果是耶稣的身体，
if it is the body of Christ,
那一定是唯一啊。
Then it must be the only one.
如果还有第二个的话，那你这个耶稣就又变成怪物了。
If there's another church that has something else, then we say Jesus has two bodies again.
如果还有另外一个同时存在的，他也是得救的教会，那这个耶稣就怪了。
If there's another one that has the same characteristics, then there must be another body of Jesus Christ.
对，就同时耶稣有一个头，有两个身体啊。
So then again, Jesus can't have one head and two bodies.
这是不可能的。
It's impossible.
也不可以的。
And it cannot be.
因为头只有一个。
Because there's only one head.
身体只有一个。
There's only one body.
你又会问问题了。
And then you'll have questions.
那其他人怎么办呢？
So we ask, well, what about everybody else?
是不是？那么多人，你们真教其实没有几个人哦。
There's so many people out there, and then they're not that many in our church.
那些其他人拜耶稣，那怎么办呢？
What about everybody else who worships Jesus?
我们再回到耶稣那个时代。
If we return back to the time of Jesus,
再回到挪亚那个时代。
Or return back to the time of Noah.
问题不在人多少。
It doesn't matter how many people.
问题在你要不要进入。
It has to do with whether we want to enter or not.
我们可以问很多问题哦。
We can ask a lot of questions.
在好远好远的地方有一个人，实在是凭良心做事，一点亏心事都不做，然后他完全没有见到耶稣，那个人会得救吗？神若是全能的，神是慈爱的，怎么会让那个人沉沦呢？
So we may ask, if there's somebody somewhere who has a completely clean conscience, who has done nothing against God, but has never heard the true gospel, then will that person go to hell when they die?
初中的时候《论语》每天都要背，就我到那个问传道，至圣先师孔子会不会得救啊？
And,
因为如果他不得救，实在是对我们背他的《论语》的人，实在是有点可惜啊。
And what about all those great thinkers and philosophers like Confucius? Will they be saved in the end?
这种类似问题很多。
Of course, we may come up with so many questions.
这问题如果你一直放在头上，头脑里面。
But if you think about these questions a lot,
你自己还没得救，自己先乱了。
Before you've been saved, you're already confused.
在挪亚时代。
In the time of Noah.
很多人啊。
There were a lot of people then too.
十万人，百万人。
There were hundreds of thousands, maybe even millions.
八个人得救。
Only 8 people were saved.
你又问了。
So you might ask.
神的爱在哪里？那些人都沉沦了。
Where is the love of God? All of those people perished.
这问题你先留着。
So keep the question.
你那个时候如果有诺亚邀你进去方舟，你赶快进去，命要紧啊。
So if you were in that time and Noah invited you to enter the ark, then you should get into the ark.
你得救了。
So then you're saved.
以后你再问耶稣，
and then,
到天国去。那时候为什么只有让八人得救，不多一个，或是多两个，十个也不错啊。不然到拼到十二个也有一个预表的数字，十二个支派啊，怎么你偏要八个？
So once you're in the ark, then you can see Jesus, and then ask him, well, why did you only save 8 people then? Why didn't you save 10 or 12? 12 is a pretty nice number.
你先得救再说。
But you have to be saved first.
你要先认识这个方舟是可以让你得救的。
You have to recognize that the ark is the only way to be saved.
耶稣那个时代也是一样。
And during the time of Jesus, it was the same.
耶稣那个时代，中国人有多少？很多了。
In the time of Jesus, how many people lived in China? There were a lot of people in China.
我曾祖父的爸爸也没有听过耶稣的道理啊。
My great 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 grandfather never heard of Jesus either.
我曾祖父是第一个来信的，但我曾祖父的爸爸没有了。
And my great grandfather was the first to believe in our family, so his father never heard of Jesus.
当然，我对我的曾祖父很尊敬，我尊敬的那个人的爸爸没有得救，不是很难过吗？
So of course I honor my great grandfather a lot, but his father never heard the gospel. So what happened to him?
那我曾祖父的祖父呢？
And what about his father?
哇，问不完了。
So we could keep asking the questions.
那你再用这个来质疑说，神你爱在哪里？
So if we use this kind of reasoning and ask, where is the love of God?
你在问这个问题的时候，你就方舟走不进了。
But if you hang on to the question, then you might not be able to enter the ark.
你先进来再说。
You have to enter the ark first.
要保证这是真的方舟了。
Well, you have to be sure that this is the right ark to get
into. 如果你找到了这是方舟。
If you found the true ark.
要进来。
You have to enter.
你在边问问，鱼下来你就跑不掉了，淹死啊！这时候你再游来太晚了。
If you keep asking the questions, then the flood comes, and then you'll never be able to swim fast enough.
好，耶稣那个时候也是一样。
It was the same in the time of Jesus.
有世界有多少人？
There were millions of people in the world at that time.
其实我们看圣经啊，一次受洗3000、5000，其实在当时的世界比也很少啊。后来你看到那个《使徒行传》最后面那个那一章啊，保罗抖抖衣服说吵架，罪不在我哈。
So we may say that
没有三千，有没有五千的？我看连五个、十个都没有。
We may say that initially, why were there 3,000, 5,000 people baptized at once? But still, it was a very, very small fraction of how many people there were. In the end of Acts, Paul sort of shook his garments and said, I have nothing more to do with you, and he left.
好，那我们讲到我们现在。
So now let's look at today.
神已经在这个世界，在末世已经立了真耶稣教会了。
So God has already established the true Jesus Church now in the end time of the world.
如果你已经查考明白。
If you have understood the truth,
这是得救的教会,
and you believe that this is the church of salvation,
这是耶稣的身体,
and this is the body of Christ,
那一定是唯一啊,
then it has to be the only one.
如果不是唯一,
if it isn't the only one,
那这个就不是耶稣的身体,
then this is not the body of Christ.
那你拜托，如果你有找到其他好的，说凭良心讲，你吃好的也报一下，我会去看看。如果是真的话，我会跟你一样去那个教会的, 因为目的是要得救啊。
If you really feel that there's another church that has the truth of the gospel, then I'll go with you to see what it's like.
那你说那其他教会怎么办？
If you ask, what about the other churches? What's going to happen to them?
第一个，你先肯定真耶稣教会，你先要到这个教会来。
First, you have to be sure of the true Jesus Church of is the Church of Salvation.
主耶稣要来宣道以前
，Before Jesus preached the gospel,
神先差派那个施洗约翰。
God first sent John the Baptist before him.
施洗约翰的一生都是犹太教徒。
And all the people around John the Baptist were Jews.
他是在旧约里面哦。
He was still.
如果以那个宗教宗派来讲，他是犹太教徒啊。
He was still. Part of the Old Testament, he was still a Jew.
他死的那一刻也是犹太教徒啊。
And the people who followed him were also Jews.
但是神派他先来预备道路。
But God sent him first to prepare the way for Jesus.
当耶稣出来的时候。
When Jesus came out to preach,
他来介绍耶稣。
And John the Baptist introduced Jesus to all the people.
他是预备道路的。
He was the preparer.
他很诚实啊。
He was very sincere.
人家说，哎，你是基督，是吗？
And people asked him, "Are you the Christ?"
他说，我不是基督。
He said, "No, I'm not the Christ."
我只是旷野的声音啊。
He said, "I am only a voice in the wilderness."
我只是替那个皇帝开路的那个太监而已啊。
I'm only the one who prepares the way for the king who's to come.
用这样来比喻了哈，他不是太监，耶稣也不是皇帝啊。
Of course, he wasn't the eunuch, and Jesus wasn't an emperor.
他只是喊说，走开，走开，皇帝来了。
He was only the one to cry out, say, "The king is coming. The king is coming."
预备道路。
To prepare the way for the king.
旷野的声音一喊就没有了，就消失在旷野里面了。最主要是后面来的这个，救主。
And once the voice in the wilderness cries out, then it is gone. The one who comes is the one who is important.
当耶稣预备好了，就是耶稣受过洗、受过那个赢过魔鬼的试探之后。
After the preparation was complete, that is, once Jesus was baptized and he completed the temptation of Satan.
下一步耶稣要出来传道。
Finally, he came out to preach the gospel.
马太福音四章十二节啊。
In Matthew chapter 4, verse 12,
马上记载,
it immediately reports
就被下到监里面去了,
that John the Baptist was imprisoned.
对, 然后耶稣差遣十二门徒出去宣道之前, 那个约翰就被砍头了。
And then before Jesus sent the 12 disciples out to preach, John the Baptist was beheaded.
他不是没有用,
it's not that he was useless.
他是有用的,
of course he had his worth.
只是他只是预备道路的。
But his job was to prepare the way only.
他所传的也是不错。
Of course, he preached what was right.
是对的。
It was correct.
但是不完全。
But it wasn't complete.
好像你上过小学。
For example, if you've been to elementary school.
小学毕业，小学的基础，你之后你才可以上中学。
If you complete elementary school, only then can you go on to junior high.
中学毕业，你才可以念大学。
Only after you finish high school can you go to college.
你念大学的时候，你不可以说啊，小学没有用。
You can't say that. Well, in college, elementary school was worthless.
施洗约翰是为耶稣预备道路的。
So John the Baptist made the preparations for Jesus.
圣灵离开当时使徒时代的教会之后。
And after the Holy Spirit established the church.
真理也改变了。
The truth was also changed.
你看这个世界多少人传不一样的福音啊。
You can see how many people preach different gospels.
最大的教派,
the largest division.
他们的头头说，我就是耶稣神地上的代表，我讲的话绝对对。
The head of that sect would say, I am the true representative of Jesus Christ on this earth, and what I say is absolutely true.
他还可以代替神赦人的罪。
And he could also forgive people in the name of God.
这跟圣经不一样的。
This is not the same as the Bible.
这是教会吗?
Is that what the church is?
不是的啦。
No.
好。那有一些人在传福音。
And some people preach the gospel.
他们真的有一些是照圣经来传。
And some of them preach truly according to what the Bible said.
但不完全。
But it wasn't complete.
那只是预备道路。
They may have been preparing the way.
现在完全的来了。
But now the perfect gospel is here.
就像保罗一样。
Just like Paul.
他也是生在律法之下。
He was also born under the law.
他也是很热心，非常热心哦。
He was very zealous for God.
我看神也有看到了。
Of course, I think that God saw what he did.
所以神就选召他。
So that is why God chose him.
他要换母亲。
But he had to change to a new mother.
本来是夏甲，我们昨天晚上查过的，本来是夏甲的儿女，现在要成为天上耶路撒冷的儿女。
He had to go from being a son of Hagar, who was the Old Testament, to the New Jerusalem to be his new mother.
So the
True Jesus Church is the heavenly Jerusalem.
So
because we have the promised Holy Spirit, that is why we have Holy Communion.
像耶稣所讲的,那个在灵里面就灵化成为耶稣的肉跟耶稣的血。
And just as Jesus said, spiritually the bread and the juice become the body and the blood of Jesus Christ.
你领受这样的圣餐,
Once you receive this Holy Communion,
耶稣讲, 你在末日才会复活。
And Jesus said, only then in the last day will you receive resurrection.
你没有领受这样的圣餐, 不会复活。
If you haven't taken this Holy Communion, then you cannot be resurrected.
就是你复活不会像耶稣一样了。
Even if you resurrect, you won't become like Jesus.
有吃过圣餐复活才像耶稣一样，没有的话就复活起来黑噜噜的。
If you become
就是被审判下到那个第二次的硫磺火炉里面第二次的死啊。
If you take the true Holy Communion, then you will be resurrected in a body like Christ. If not, then you will become resurrected in hell.
因为有圣灵，应许圣灵。
Because we have the promised Holy Spirit.
所以我们执行基下洗脚礼啊。
So we practice the foot washing.
因为我们被应许圣灵所差替代替耶稣，就是执行洗脚礼啊，所以跟耶稣有份。
And we have to have the foot washing in order to have a part in Jesus.
在这个世界，你真的找不到有第一个教会像正数教会施行洗脚礼的。
So there is no other church in this world that practices foot washing like we do.
至少我到目前为止还没有遇到。
At least until now, I've never seen one.
我有遇到行洗脚礼的教会，但是他们不认为说这是典礼啊。
I've seen churches that practice foot washing, but they don't believe that it's a sacrament.
像圣经一样的，他们信不下去，说怎么洗个脚跟耶稣有份。
Even though the Bible says it clearly, they don't believe that just washing your feet will make you have a part in Jesus.
因为他们没有应许圣灵。
Because they don't have the Holy Spirit.
所以他们没有办法相信。
So they cannot believe that this is true.
只有真耶稣教会。
Only the true Jesus Church believes it.
我们的守安息日。
We also have the Holy Sabbath.
在恩典之下的安息日。
This is the Sabbath under grace.
所以这也带我们到天国永远的安息。
And so this Sabbath will bring us to the eternal rest that we will find in the heavenly kingdom.
所以这是我们所传的真耶稣教会。
So this is the true Jesus Church that we preach.
那在圣经里面，既然有那么多的其他的，像保罗所讲，传另外一个福音，传另外一个耶稣啊。
So even in Paul's time, he mentions people preaching a different gospel, preaching a different Jesus.
所以我们要很小心。
So we too have to be very careful.
圣经是唯一的标准。
The Bible is the only standard.
这几天呢，我们查考过了。
These few days, we have studied a lot.
那还有几个问题喽。
There may be some other questions.
有些人比较聪明了。
Some people who are smarter.
他说不是啦，我们其他教派不是身体啦。
They may say that other churches aren't the other bodies.
我们是肢体啦。
We may be different members of the same body.
不，他们一个教会当一个肢体啦。
They say each church or each denomination is one body part.
那你们呢也是一个肢体啦。
So you too are one body part.
他们引用的是哥林多前书第十二章，哥林他们引用哥林多前书第十二章十二节到十四节来讲的。
And their reference is 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
他说，身体只有一个，那肢体很多。
And it says that there's one body, but many members of the body.
他们也要解决这个问题啦，就说，你们得救，我们得救了，不要吵啊。So
the rationale is that. Why don't we all get saved together so we don't have to argue?
当然，如果大家能够得救，这样不吵是最好。
Of course, if everyone
没有人要吵就是了。
Could be saved without this kind of conflict, then it would be best for everyone.
但是这样有时候混乱真道。
But in that way, sometimes we sacrifice the truth.
如果我们仔细再看哥林多前书第十二章。
If we look carefully at 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 27.
这里所讲的肢体并不是讲说每个教派是一个肢体哦。
Here, it doesn't refer to the individual members of the body as individual denominations.
现在人说某某教派是当脚的，他们走得比较快；某某教派是当耳朵的，他们听得比较好；某某教派当头的，他们想得比较好。
Some people may say, well, a certain denomination is the foot because they run faster, or a different denomination is the ear because they hear more.
但是圣经里面没有这样的教训哦。
But the Bible doesn't teach us this.
肢体是 哥林多前书12章27节这样这里告诉我们。
Here in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 27, it tells us,
就是说你们就是基督的身子。
You are the body of Christ.
并且各做肢体。
And individually members of it.
肢体是每个信徒啊。
The members of the body of Christ are the believers.
而不是讲整个的教派。
It doesn't refer to a whole denomination.
所以这是颠倒了。
So this is in reverse.
哦, 这是一般让人很混乱的一个问题。
So this is something that confuses many people.
因为大家说, 爱啊, 耶稣就是爱, 所以大家爱, 在爱里面大家联合。
So people claim Jesus is love, so we have to be united in love.
对, 但是爱的联合是 一个教会之下每个肢体每个单独信徒的联合在这个身体上以爱而不是说每个教派是肢体然后大家联合没有不是这样子的没有办法了
the love of Christ binds us together as individual members into one body but not a whole denomination bound together to another
但是人跟人之间也是要爱就是啦不是说看到别教派的人就 恶言相待，也不是这样子。
Of course, we have to show love to everyone, and so we can't treat other denominations badly.
另外一个问题,
another question.
论断的问题啊。 论断。
The judgment.
那个罗马书14章第4节。
In Romans chapter 14, verse 12.
有人说，哎呀，不要论断了。
Some people say we shouldn't judge each other.
哎，大家信自己，每个人信自己的啦。
Let everyone believe their own.
其实这个又看差了。Again,
this is a misinterpretation.
这里并不是说，这里13节，所以我们不可再彼此论断。Here,
it reads, let us no more pass judgment on one another.
这个不是说教派跟教派之间啊。
But again, it's not referring to one denomination versus another.
而是在教会里面不一样信仰、不一样灵程的人，不要互相来论断。
It refers to people, individuals within the same church shouldn't pass judgment on one another if they are of different spiritual levels.
这不是讲得救真理的问题啊。
It's not talking about who is right in reference to the truth.
我们刚开始有谈过保罗对那些传异端的、传不一样道理的人，他很生气啊。他说这些人该受咒诅，这些人是假基督，这些人是假先知。We
saw earlier how Paul severely criticized the people who preached a different gospel, saying they were false apostles or false Christs, or basically should be cursed.
甚至 保罗还说他们是魔鬼的仆人啊，魔鬼的差役啊。Even
called them servants of Satan.
你跟魔鬼打交道吗？
Can you have relationship with Satan?
你爱魔鬼吗？
Can you love Satan?
不可以的啦。Of
course not.
会被魔鬼抓了。Then
you'll be snatched up by him.
魔鬼是敌人啊。Satan
is the enemy.
真正的敌人是魔鬼。The
true enemy is Satan.
而不是人哦。It's
not another person.
所以 不能用论断来讲这个真理的问题。So
we cannot use these verses to speak about the truth.
保罗真是用神的道理来审判。Because
Paul always used the truth of God to judge others.
另外一个问题。Another
question some may have.
他说，哇，某某人哦，在哪里服侍耶稣，很热心哦。
We may say, well, a certain person I know is a very devoted servant of God.
不是你们教会的。
Of course, they're not of your church, though.
他把财产都卖了。They've
sold all their possessions.
只留下一点点。They
only live very frugally.
他到非洲去。They
also are serving in Africa. They opened an orphanage there.
他自己也去那里。And
they go there themselves.
最后死在那里了。And
in the end, they died there.
他不会得救吗?
Aren't they going to be saved?
热心的问题。
Well, it's a question of zeal and service.
保罗也讲了,
Paul also said,
罗马书第10章,
in Romans chapter
10,
verse 2,
保罗为他自己的同胞, 以色列人，他说他大而忧愁，常常伤痛。
Paul himself said he mourned for his fellow Israelites.
为什么他伤痛？
Why did he mourn for them?
因为他们不会得救。
Because they would not be saved.
那，但是他这里又讲，我可以证明啊，他们向神是有热心呐。
He says, I bear them witness that they have a zeal for God.
热心奉献不是得救的条件。
But zeal and service for God is not a requirement for salvation.
你要有真知识，要有神的真理。
You have to have true wisdom and the truth of salvation.
耶稣时代的法利赛人最热心了。
And Jesus also rebuked the Pharisees for their heart.
他们走遍海洋陆地。
They have gone away from the true path.
非常热心。
Even though they were very zealous for God.
他们可能是挨家挨户去敲门了。
Perhaps they were more zealous than anyone around them.
对他们来讲，他们是叫一个人来信，就叫一个；叫两个，就叫两个。
So they also preached very zealously to their neighbors.
他们是叫他们来信那个天上的独一的神哦。
They also wanted people to believe the same God that they believed.
但耶稣说他们怎么样？他们是勾引一个人入教。对法利赛人，他们是怎么样热心的去传教？耶稣说他们在勾引人啊。
So the Pharisees thought that they were evangelizing for the God that they believed in, but Jesus said that they were hooking people into destruction.
所以在历史的时空之下
，So under history，
现在
，under this present time，
在真耶稣教会出来
，the True Jesus Church has already come.
这是合乎圣经的神的教会。
It is the church that completely obeys the Bible.
所以这也是在这现在末世的唯一的教会。
So this too must be the only church of the end time.
所以我们要更进步的来查考了。
So we have to further our understanding.
如果是的话
，If it is true，
那要进来。
Then we have to enter.
如果不进来的话
，If we do not enter，
你会错过时机啊。
You may lose your chance.
有一个慕道者。
There was once a truth seeker
他慕道很久啊，得圣灵啊。
Who came to our church very for a very long time and even received the Holy Spirit.
如果你跟他在一起，你不会认为他是慕道者。
If you were to know this person, you wouldn't think that they were a truth seeker.
他只是没讲道而已啊，其他他都做，他帮忙扫地、插花、煮饭、接待人，都你不会想到他是客人，他是主人。
And this person was very fervent in service. They would cook, clean the church, bring people to the church.
他都是帮忙的，因为他是一个男的嘛。
And it was a man, and he was also helpful in many other ways.
他就是不洗礼。
But the only thing he didn't do was be baptized.
那教会很同情就是了。
And everyone in the church was sympathetic to him.
可以用人的理解，可以理解他，也可以同情他，因为呢，他爸爸。不信，那他爸爸年纪很大了。
And people could understand what he was going through because his father didn't believe, and his father was already very old.
他爸爸说：“如果你去洗礼的话，我被你气死。”
And
用讲的了，但是还没。
And his father said,
不孝嘛，是不是？
If you go to be baptized in that church, then I will die of anger.
我死了就没人拜了。
And after I die, then no one will worship me.
你要信耶稣也让我死了，那我你拜完之后哈，把我送上西天，你再去信耶稣啊。
And maybe you can go to be a member of the True Jesus Church after I die.
那还有呢，如果你去信耶稣，财产一毛钱不给你啊，父子关系断，他财产很多。
And this father also was very wealthy, and he said, if you go to be baptized in the True Jesus Church, I'll cut you off from your entire inheritance, and our relationship will be broken forever. So he waited for his father.
等到圣灵哦，很热心哦。
He even had the Holy Spirit and was very fervent.
等爸爸死啊。
He was basically waiting for his father to pass away.
爸爸死也尽孝道，对哈，这中国的孝道其实很不孝啊。
So he
哪里有等爸爸死的人？
So,
所以他我在想我没有后来了我在想他祷告是不是说主耶稣啊爸爸赶快我要洗礼的话他赶快走有这样的吗说实在也是很不孝就是了
He thought he was being
爸爸是很老了
being honoring his father by allowing him to have a peaceful death, and then he would become a believer.
等等，就是不死。
But he waited for a long time, and his father still lived.
后来这个人先死了。
But in the end, this man died before his father.
真的，教会都傻眼了，糟糕！爸爸不死，他先死。
Everyone in the church was shocked that he died before his father did.
他没有真正的领受到赦罪人用罪人身份死掉。
And he never received the baptism for the remission of sins, and he died a sinner.
得到圣灵不是保证哦。
Just having the Holy Spirit itself is not a guarantee.
圣灵会被收回去哦，因为你还是罪人啊。
The Holy Spirit may be taken away because you're still a sinner.
我们不知道。
You don't know.
很可惜啊，想起他就不晓怎么讲，就是很错综复杂，因为事情已经过去了。你再讲他不孝也太晚了，你讲他可惜也太晚了，反正不会讲。It's
very hard to talk about him because he's already gone, so there's nothing we can do now.
我们现在要再一次的祷告。So
now we are going to pray again.
这是真耶稣教会。This
is the True Jesus Church.
神 在这里赐下应许的圣灵,
and God has already given us the promised Holy Spirit here.
你只要相信,
as long as you believe,
你大大张口,
and you open your mouth,
依照耶稣, 依照神的应许, 你就会得到应许的圣灵。
And Jesus, according to his own promise, will give you the promised Holy Spirit.